Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is intended for mature audiences. Episodes discuss emotional, physical, and sexual violence. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back to Dark Dynasties.
This is a podcast where we focus on different rich and powerful families who have ultimately exposed themselves to be corrupt, messed up, and, well, you know, very dark.
We're still talking about the Hammer family. Last time we talked mostly about Armie Hammer's great-grandfather, Armand Hammer. Today, we're going to get into Armand's twisted relationship with his son, Julian. Julian is also the father of Casey Hammer, Armie's aunt.
And we remember Casey Hammer because she came out against her family and said, I'm going to be exposing the secrets of the Hammer family. She wrote a book about it.
She wrote a book. She was in House of Hammer doing interviews. She is very cool.
Very badass.
Very impressed by her ability to come out and try to stop all of the fuckery.
So if you want to follow along, make sure you watch House of Hammer on Discovery Plus. We'll probably be going over stuff from episodes 2 and 3 today.
I'm Olivia.
I'm Sid. And welcome back to Dark Dynasties.
Last time, we mostly talked about Armie Hammer's great-grandfather, Armand Hammer. Today, we're going to get into Armand's twisted relationship with his son, Julian. Julian is also the grandfather of Armie Hammer and the father of Michael and Casey Hammer. Casey Hammer is Armie's aunt.
And we know about Casey Hammer because in House of Hammer on Discovery Plus, which please watch and follow along.
This podcast is mostly based off of that docuseries.
Casey Hammer, she wrote a book about her family's corrupt nature. She comes out to expose the secrets of the Hammer family. And it's pretty risky because
she's incredible and she's going up against very scary, powerful people.
So yeah.
Long live Casey Hammer. She's incredible.
We love her. So let's focus on Julian for
her
a second.
Father. Casey's father, Armand Hammer, the oil tycoon's son,
Julian. So Armand didn't want Julian to be his son.
That's a bad start.
It's true. Yeah, it's not a good start for a father-son relationship.
No, it's really not. Armand wanted to prove that he was, you know, completely in alliance with America and not at all with Russia.
For some background on that, Armand's father, Julius, was one of the founders of communism in the U.S.
Yes, the American Communist Party. And, of course, Armand Hammer was actually named after the Armand Hammer in communism.
Yeah.
Armand, he didn't want to have a son in Russia to link him with Russia.
No, he has this wife, Olga, back in Russia. He has a son there. His name is Julian. And he's like, no, 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 I'm totally American. I'm totally in line with all of the American beliefs.
He's like, I've never met that son. I don't like that son. I don't want that son.
He asks for a paternity test.
Yeah, to prove it's not his son. You know, Julian grew up being absolutely loved and treasured for who he was.
Oh, yeah. That just sounds like a perfect childhood.
But, you know, the good news is, even though that's all kind of sad, we don't actually have to feel bad for Julian at all because he is a horrible dude.
Yeah, let's flash forward some years. Julian is now married.
Yeah.
That woman is pregnant. Mm-hmm. And Julian does what any person does, which is he shoots a person in cold blood.
Yeah. Julian Hammer was at his own birthday party at his own house.
And he got into a fight with his friend.
His friend at the party came up to him and was like, oh, by the way, you gamble all the time and you owe me $400.
Now, for this guy who's the son of an oil tycoon, $400 is just not that much money.
I'm going to say $400 is something you could drop on the ground and forget if you were that guy.
Yeah. But instead, Julian Hammer is like, no, I'm not going to give that to you.
Instead of even just being like, no.
They get into a fight. And he grabs a gun and he shoots him twice.
Julian loves guns. He loves drugs, alcohol. These are his things he loves so much.
So he murders his friend. Mm-hmm. And in the classic Hammer tradition, he takes no accountability for it. He gets arrested.
Yep.
And his father, Armand, the billionaire tycoon.
You know, his son is in jail for killing a man. And so out of the goodness of Armand's heart.
No. It's to protect his own reputation.
Right, I forgot.
And to protect the reputation of the Hammer family.
Right.
Armand pays out $50,000 to sweep the whole thing under the rug. And the charges disappear.
And I'm just going to do a little bit of math, but I would say that $400 is less than $50,000.
I would call that less than $50,000.
So, you know, Julian does the whole murdering his friend thing. He gets away with it because of daddy. And then daddy is like, well, what are you going to do for work? You can't just kill people.
Yeah. Instead, you could do something much more wholesome and spy on people for me. Who needs that position?
That's a crazy job title.
Imagine
father's personal spy.
Imagine seeing on LinkedIn, like a job posting for daddy's personal spy.
Oh my God.
That is just not something I'd ever apply for.
Yeah, no. So, you know, Julian's doing the respectable job of being daddy's little spy.
And what this means is, you know, Armand, he loves recording conversations like we mentioned earlier.
He loves recording people and then bribing them and then recording them and then showing them the recordings of them being bribed and blackmailed.
Yeah, because if he offers someone a bribe on a tape recording, then he has dirt on them forever.
Yeah.
So basically, Julian joins the family business and he becomes the go-to guy for bugging and taping everybody and has basically all of Armin's secrets now.
Which is a crazy thing to hire your son who you openly hate.
Yeah.
Like I would... I don't know. I would think twice about that. But at the same time, I'm kind of glad he didn't because it ended up interesting. Anyway, this is all Julian's kind of pre-having kids or like earlier adult life.
Yeah, this is kind of just like who he is as a guy. So Julian is also an abuser.
Yes, and even worse, combined with that, a father.
And a husband.
And a husband.
So Casey writes about in her book and talks about on House of Hammer.
Her father was just super abusive.
She remembers seeing her mother being beaten. Mm-hmm. She remembers thinking like, oh, is that like not necessarily normal for my mom to have blood on her?
Yeah.
For me to be like covering my ears so I don't hear the sounds of my mom being beaten?
Yep.
Really, really dark stuff.
Really bad. And the mom would take the kids to a motel when the dad would get too drunk and abusive. And it just is even more awful because even though the mom wanted to leave Julian,
she couldn't for a long time.
Armand, Julian's father, said, you know, if you leave Julian, I will destroy you.
Yeah, which is Armand's answer to everything.
He loves to destroy people who don't deserve it.
Yeah. So, you know, Armand had all of his lawyers, all of everything, all of his money and lawyers are going to protect his son, who is pretty
just
evil to people.
Just an evil dude.
So it's just kind of like a cycle of abuse. It continues. It's just terrible.
Yeah. And so Julian, you know, spends a long time tormenting his family. And then eventually his wife does divorce him.
Yeah. His wife leaves eventually, which is like wildly brave.
It's incredible of her. And the thing, of course, that's horrible is that Armand kept his promise. He just ruined her in court. He had the most lawyers of just like the craziest lawyers for Julian.
Yeah. And she, you know, eventually leaves and she has Casey with her.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael, Casey's brother, Armie's father, stays with the father, Julian.
Yeah, and I remember Casey says in the docuseries that her mother's biggest regret was letting Michael stay with Julian.
Because Julian's a bad influence.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Like, Casey remembers visiting her father after the divorce.
Yeah, and the worst part is, too, like, after the divorce, her father decided that he was, like, the Hugh Hefner of the Pacific Palisades.
Yeah, and basically what he means by that is he's going to wear a robe and have a bunch of young women are in his house and a bunch of drugs and
weird comb-over, weird robe, underage girls, drugs and guns,
you know,
gambling.
Casey remembers finding, like, photos a bunch of, you know, pretty sexually explicit stuff.
Yeah.
She's a kid.
She's 12.
Shouldn't find that.
No, and, like, her dad has all these 16, 17-year-old girls around the house that he calls his housekeepers.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, those are actually called
children.
Minors.
Yeah. Yep. She explains in the documentary that she was taught that women are disposable. Mm-hmm. That, like, women are for use, you know.
And she's, like, 12 years old, and anytime she's visiting her father, she's in this horrible environment, and her older brother is, you know, mimicking her father.
And he's basically, like, you know, chalking it up as, like, no, I'm just, like, I'm a party guy. I'm the life,
like,
of the party.
I'm a playboy. I love to party. I'm the party.
Unless, even though it's, like, you're pulling out guns, you have underage girls here, like, this is not being the life of the party.
Yeah, so, you know, in case any one of you guys out there listening to this sees themselves or aspires to be
the life of the party.
We're going to just do a quick segment to clarify.
This segment is called Life of the Party or Unmistakable Threat to All Mankind. So we'll just give a couple of examples and kind of try to guess.
Yeah, we'll say, like, if you do this thing at a party, does that make you, like, the absolute king of parties or, like, an absolute fucking danger to any man, woman, or child in a 100-foot radius?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. So, okay, here you go, Olivia. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, no, this is going to be hard.
Okay. If this describes you, okay,
right.
Bringing some incredible homemade guac to game night, are you a life of the party or are you an unmistakable threat to all mankind?
Okay, I'm going to say life of the party.
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, my God. Okay, great.
That's correct.
Great. Okay, great. Yeah. Well, this is easier than I thought.
Yeah.
Okay. How about renting out an entire club for your birthday?
Oh, life of the party?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, you're just hanging out at a club. That's so fun.
That is
You're the absolute life of the party.
Everyone on board with that is fine with it. Okay, here's one. Getting drunk in Vegas, staying up 3 days in a row, blowing all your money in one night of poker.
Ooh, I would say you're probably tired and maybe now poor, but definitely the life of the party.
Yes, you would be the life of the party.
Okay.
You're definitely tired. You might be poor now.
Yeah.
I would suggest maybe not doing that, but you're the life of the party.
You're still the life of the party. Okay, how about this one?
Mm-hmm.
Bringing minors—
Already a no.
—including your own 12-year-old daughter—
Nope.
—to a room filled with bowls of cocaine—
No, thank
—loaded
you.
—guns everywhere—
Uh-uh.
—and sexually aggressive old men—
That's a threat.
—so that you can get fucked up out of your mind—
Nope.
—and act out your most debauched sexual fantasies.
Oh, God, no.
Abusing your power and controlling young women to make up for the fact that your dad tried to disown you.
Yeah, no. That's not even slightly a fun game. That is a threat to all mankind.
That's the correct answer.
Yeah, that's
okay,
a
cool.
threat.
So just all you out there, I hope we know the difference now. This has been
Life of the Party or Unmistakable Threat to All Mankind.
You're welcome.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
One of the people who had to witness all of this partying slash being an unmistakable threat to all mankind was Kathy Bull.
Oh, my God, Kathy Bull.
Kathy Bull was a 28-year-old housekeeper, an actual housekeeper.
Yeah, so he had his quote-unquote housekeepers who were just children that I hope are okay.
Now. Yeah, just underage women who he would surround himself with who shouldn't have been there.
They would just, like, make out and stuff.
And he, oh, God, terrible.
Dark photos that Casey found. It gets really,
it's
really
bad. You should watch House of Hammer. It's pretty rough.
It's really bad.
So Kathy Bull was Julian's actual housekeeper. She was there. She had a child of her own, mm-hmm. and she was married. And
yeah.
he
was like, you should live on my property. You can bring your kid. I have these parties where I gamble for like 6 days straight and like shoot at the wall.
He convinces her to eventually leave her husband, and they enter a romantic relationship.
Yep. It took him like 6 months, and then she's just like, I have no husband.
And they're engaged.
Yeah, and they're
so
engaged.
So Kathy Bowles and Julian are engaged. She is in this very difficult position.
And Julian, now this is a shocker.
Yeah.
Julian starts acting really shitty and possessive towards her.
No way.
This guy, really?
This guy who murdered someone and is terrible? One instance she explains in House of Hammer.
Very, very interesting.
Really interesting
really
is
interesting.
That, you know, she was like, we hadn't been on a date in a while. I wanted to go out. So he
gets, as one would, mm-hmm. hammered.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
And
don't you like that?
Yeah. And they go out. They go to some like club. And halfway through, she realizes Julian
he's kind of flirting
with all these guys. And
she's like, what?
She's like, wait, what? Like, I don't understand. Like, why are you flirting with all these guys? You should be flirting with me.
Yeah, I'm right here. This is our date night.
She realizes mm-hmm. that they're at a gay club mm-hmm. and that he is like really going for it.
Yeah, he's like, I don't want to leave.
No, he wants to flirt with these guys more, yeah. and she basically gets jealous.
Yeah.
You know, as one would if your
significant
engaged.
Other is flirting with anyone.
Yeah, you're engaged, and I'm sure she was like, wait, what the heck?
Yeah.
So she leaves, and she puts her thumb out, and she's trying to hitchhike home.
Yeah, do not hitchhike. That's just
oh, yeah, this
a
is
PSA.
Not,
do not hitchhike.
This is not an endorsement for hitchhiking, but they didn't have Uber.
Yeah.
So this guy, who's like 19 or something.
Yeah, a 19-year-old. Old boy like picks her up
and drives her back to Julian's house.
Yeah.
So Julian races home when he sees that this is happening,
yeah.
and he gets home right as the
as
fiance
Gary. Yeah.
and Gary are pulling up to the property.
Mm-hmm.
And as he has always done with all of his problems,
he loves to bring out a gun.
He pulls out a gun. Julian threatens Gary with this gun.
Yeah.
And the cops are called.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens.
When you threaten people with guns all the time.
And Julian gets put in jail again.
As the cops are coming, Julian literally shoots the gun, mm-hmm. and it, like, goes into the ceiling or something.
Mm-hmm.
And Kathy Bowles, like, 10-month-old kid was there.
Yeah, in the room. And she was so afraid. She was like, it could have ricocheted off of something and killed her son.
Yeah, her baby.
So that made her decide, like, ooh, I am definitely leaving now. But in typical Julian fashion, he's arrested and then released with an $1,000 bail.
That's way cheaper than his last bail.
It's really cheap, and obviously he leaves because $1,000 is nothing to them.
So once again, Julian learning that lesson, like if your dad has the money to make something go away, you kind of don't have to ever be held accountable for anything you ever do, and you can be just like a big piece of shit.
Yeah, it's pretty wild. So, you know, this keeps happening, and Julian remains his father's least favorite family member.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the assets from the family are given to Michael.
Julian's son.
When Armin dies.
One more interesting thing about Julian and his son Michael
mm-hmm.
is that during a party that Casey was at when she was a kid,
mm-hmm.
she saw her father and brother scream fighting, arguing, trying to like kill each other and threatening to kill each other because Julian asked Michael, like, how much, if I gave you $1 million, could I buy your girlfriend?
Oh, my God.
Which is, first off, a crazy ask.
You can't buy people.
You shouldn't be able to anywhere on this whole wide earth.
No, you can't do that.
And so, you know, they got in a huge fight. The cops pulled them off each other. The cops let them both drive home drunk.
Ugh.
And, of course, Michael's girlfriend left with Julian.
And then lived in his house for 8 months.
To, like, calm down the situation.
It's
like, you have to live at your boyfriend's father, who is now your boyfriend's place, for 8 months to just calm everything down. Like, that's crazy.
I just can't believe the power this guy had.
Oh, yeah. It's so fucked up.
The amount of power to be able to buy a person is just shocking.
There's really only one good thing Julian ever did, period, but it's not even that good. It's just spiteful.
As we mentioned earlier,
yeah.
Julian had all the dirt on Armand because he was his little spy.
He was hired to be Daddy's personal spy.
And so Julian, besides, you know, partying and stuff, had all of this info, and his father dies, and in the will, Julian's left with really not that much stuff.
Julian is left with $500,000, and his son gets the entire estate.
$40 million.
And the Rolls Royce. Ooh.
And that's Julian apparently was like, wait, you get the Rolls Royce?
Yeah, he's like ignoring the $40 million part, being like, I want the Rolls Royce.
So stupid. But the thing is that, you know, Julian obviously is like, wait a second, why did I only get $500,000?
Yeah.
And my father was supposed to be a billionaire.
Yeah.
I now hate my father with everything in me, even more than I did before.
Yeah. Yep.
And I'm going to be vicious to this man's memory.
Yeah, so he literally, he hits up this reporter, Edward J. Epstein. He's like, listen, here's every file, every recording, every secret fact about
Armand Hammer,
and spread it.
And so now this family is kind of falling apart in the public eye.
Yeah.
Like, we're starting to see this darker underbelly that we
absolutely
didn't see before.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, all the Watergate stuff comes out. All of, you know, like, just every single thing, him bribing presidents and stuff, like, everything is out now, which is so cool because then, you know, you can't get away with it.
Yeah.
Speaking of not being able to get away with stuff, this is also definitely a way darker part of the episode, but just wanted to give a light trigger warning and just talk about how Casey is so incredible and brave for coming out and actually saying out loud all the things her dad did to her.
Yeah.
Because it's just got to be the hardest, most traumatic thing in the world. And the fact that she is doing it for the reason of trying to stop the cycle of abuse and not being quiet about abuse.
Yeah.
And that is just incredible. But
yeah, I mean, besides the obvious stuff of, like, the physical abuse that happened in her family,
yeah.
I mean, there's even a story about her being at a party and Julian
yep.
tells her to hold a phone book near her face and he shoots it.
He shoots the phone book as she's holding it near her face and then,
like,
you know,
a fun game.
Yeah, like a game with all his drunk friends who all have guns.
Or, you know, he would wake her up in the middle of the night with
foaming at the mouth.
Foaming at the mouth.
From meth.
He was on meth. And with a gun to her head and being like, you need to open your eyes to show me if you're possessed.
Yeah.
If you're possessed, I'm going to shoot you. It's the scariest thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, and besides all this, obviously, like, a trigger warning to anyone who's faced sexual abuse or if that bothers you.
Yeah.
The episode of House of Hammer kind of ends with finding out that Julian possibly sexually abused maybe both of his kids, definitely Casey, which is just, I mean, another example of, like, okay, well, this cycle of abuse continues. So this basically concludes our episode where we're talking about Julian, but it continues.
Yeah. Julian had a son, Casey's brother Michael, Armie Hammer's dad. What's up with that guy?
And let me tell you, it's not good.
None of it's good.
The track record on this family is pretty bad, if you couldn't tell by now.
It's a 0 out of 10 from me.
So keep listening.
Yeah.
Keep watching House of Hammer on Discovery Plus, because this is where we're getting our info. It's a pretty good show. It's hard to stop watching.
It's crazy, and it's amazing to see people having to be held accountable even after they've passed away.
Yeah, so we'll see you on the next episode. I've been Sid.
I've been Olivia.
And thank you for listening.
This has been Dark Dynasties.